coming across was Goddard, picked up by Edwards. Man with a dancing feet gets it to Ellis, who bangs it home. Running with the fly of the ball, there's a goal coming up for the Tigers. Deledio's going to kick it off the ground.
Oh! Flying high, Gordon picked up by Martin. They all crash into each other. Oh. And he turns around and kicks a sensational goal. Oh, Dustin Martin is cool and as calm as you like.
Picked up by Griffiths with a quick kick. Back to the goal square. Edwards grabs the ball and kicks a goal. Oh. That's a it's the Tigers in a canter.
Well, can the Tigers beat the Bombers on Saturday night? Brendan Gale joins us, the CEO of the Tigers. G'day, Brendan.
Hey, B. How are you?
Going great. This is a huge game. I dare say the Tigers are pretty proud that, as a club, they started this Dreamtime game, which is now a marquee game, with the Bombers, and it's now a very, very significant event on the calendar.
Yeah, it is. It's bigger than... look, it transcends the game itself. The 4 points are very important this weekend, particularly with both teams fighting for position of the eight. So the game itself is huge. But yeah, look, the game and what it means, promoting reconciliation and I guess the contribution of Indigenous Australia to football is huge. And it brings all tribes together, all clubs, and it's a huge event.
I reckon there'd be about 80 to 85,000 can turn up on Saturday night, just apart from being the Indigenous round and the marquee game, the Dreamtime game. But Dustin Fletcher playing his 400th game as well, so it's going to be a huge occasion.
Look, it should be, KB. I'd be surprised if it didn't get to the mid-80s, to be honest. The game draws big crowds because of what it stands for and what it means, I think, in addition to just simply the game itself. And yes, there's other dimensions. I mean, Dustin Fletcher, wow, what an achievement. And the forecast is good. So it'll be heaving at the MCG come Saturday night. Got some great pre-match entertainment and, you know, fans are encouraged to get there very early. So it should be a great night.
Yes, get there around about 6:30 for the what's going to be a spectacular pre-match entertainment. Troy Cassar-Daly is going to be on stage, of course, one of our country and western stars, and special guest Paul Kelly, who everyone loves, and they'll be performing live. So if you get along there, you can always buy your tickets, go to afl.com.au, or you can have a crack at get something off your chest, because we've got a couple of reserved seats as well. I was reading, and also we had a caller before, Derek Peden, yep, is coming back to the Tigers, and Derek is the very first Indigenous player to play for the Tigers, and I've certainly played some football with Derek when he came across here before going back to Tasmania.
Look, it's an incredible tale, and you'll hear more of this in the next couple of days, KB, but he was a member of the Stolen Generation, and which was a sad chapter of our history, but he did come over. He's a very, very talented schoolboy athlete and footballer. He came to the Tigers in the late 60s, early 70s, and I think he left in about 72, and never came back. Has never left Tasmania since. So we've been trying for a couple of years to sort of make contact and see if he'd be interested in coming back over to Melbourne and being part of a Dreamtime game. And look, I indeed spoke to him last year, and he was great to chat to, and he took us, you know, through his history, but he didn't want to come back. He just didn't like Melbourne. So we've been able to convince him to come over and be part of this. He's genuinely excited, and he'll be our homecoming hero, and such an important part of our history, I guess.
Well, the first Indigenous player to play for the Tigers. I can recall when he came across, a young boy from Tasmania playing in the under-17s under Bill Baromeo. He was unbelievably quick, I can tell you that, Brendan. He was a champion sprinter. I think he could have won the Stall Gift. In those days, of course, it didn't work out if you were a footballer and also running at Stall, but he did run in the Mirrabarra Gift, and he won that. Billy Baromeo, the under-17s coach, actually trained him to win the Mirrabarra Gift as well. And I know he lived with Richmond's head trainer at the time, Keithy Cleaver, when he came across. I know he went back home for City South, I think was his club over there. He won some Best and Fairest. And,
that's right, yeah.
You know, played for the Northern Tasmanian Football League and represented Tasmania. So he was a unique talent that, you know, probably these days, you know, he would have stayed on and played, you know, who knows, maybe 100 to 200 games of AFL footy.
Yeah, but look, it didn't work out. He was one of those talents that we lost at, I guess, an early age. But look, the world turns, and it'll be fantastic to welcome him back to the MCG. And as you correctly pointed out, it's a very strong part of our history. We've had a strong association with Indigenous Australia, and he was the first one. So he's really excited, and I'm sure he'll be welcomed accordingly.
Speaking of Indigenous players, I was reading Johnny Ralph's article in the Herald Sun today, Brendan, talking about Stephen Motlop hasn't signed on with the Cats, and he's indicated that the Tigers are hot to trot to get Stephen Motlop to the Tigers next year. Can you give us a bit of detail about that?
Well, he's certainly quick, isn't he?
He's very quick. He's a very good player.
Yeah. Look, KB, we're a reasonable footy team when we're up and going, and we've got work to do, and I think we can definitely add and bet our list over the next few years. And the postseason, trading players for the agency is part of that, and I guess the national draft's the other part of that. So, we'll be looking at all opportunities to improve our list, and like every other club.
So you'll go after Stephen Motlop.
We'll be looking at all players who can add value to our list, KB. So, and there's a few out there, I'm sure. And if they're interested in coming to Richmond, we'd be more than happy to speak with them.
Well, you might as well target Stephen Motlop because obviously the Brisbane Lions are targeting Alex Rance at the moment. They are because Justin Lippich is pulling the strings behind the scenes, saying that we meet, we love him, he's a great fellow, we're family friends, but we never talk football.
Never.
And in our wildest dreams, we'd never suggest to him to come up and play at Brisbane.
No, not a chance.
How are you tackling this?
No, they've got plenty of money to throw around too. Yeah,
$4 million, can you match that?
Well, look, we're very confident that Alex will be a Richmond player for years to come. We know that that money isn't a major motivating factor for him. Having said that, we've got a very competitive offer to put to Alex that will be reflective of his status, not just in our club, but in the game. But there are other things in life that Alex value, and he tells us he's absolutely happy. He loves the place, he loves the teammates, and they love him. I'm confident we're tracking the right direction.
The last couple of weeks, I started tipping against the Tigers, and the Tigers started to win, and I've had a lot of Richmond people wanting me to tip the Bombers again this week. But I'd like to think that the last couple of weeks, just an injection of some new blood into the side, Connor Menadou and Corey Ellis and Liam McBean, they've all had some game time now. They may not have starred, but I reckon it gave the Tigers a bit of a shake-up and a bit of a new look.
Yeah, look, we've got a couple of key players back. As I said before, KB, many times, when we've got our full complement of players, we're not a bad team. But when we lose a couple of players, no more than any other team, we seem to have difficulty managing, performance consistently when they're out. So a couple of decent players back on the team, combined with youth, who probably weren't quite ready, but they're genuinely talented players. We gave them an opportunity a few weeks ago, and they've contributed. And, Corey Ellis, we think very highly of, and Connor's got some elite attributes, and even big Liam McBean, who's been a strong contributor on the twos, he's still developing. He really showed something when he played against Collingwood a couple of weeks ago. So I agree. I think it's, talent is really important, and we've given an opportunity for some of that talent to shine.
Unfortunately, you lost Tyrone Vickery. It looked really bad on the weekend. I think David Swartz, broadcast for SEN, even predicted, he's had about 22 knee operations, the Ox. He predicted that we wouldn't see Tyrone Vickery for at least 12 months, but the news seems to be a lot better than that.
Yeah, look, from where I sat, KB, and from my uninformed view, it looked pretty bad. And but we've dodged a bullet, I think, and likely to miss a handful of weeks, so which is disappointing because he was just coming into a bit of form, Tyrone, but it'll give an opportunity for one of our other young players to come up and fill the gap.
And I've also I've been trying to tell people for a long time what a tremendous player Brett Deledio is and how important he is for the side with his pace and his running and his marking ability. And now we saw even against Collingwood, when he went forward and was able to kick a couple of great goals, which he's capable of because he can play all over the field. He's such an important player. Have you been surprised that somehow throughout his career he's never quite got the recognition of being a star?
Externally, no.
Been all Australian once.
Yeah, externally, no, I'm not surprised because generally, I mean, internally, I think people know how what Brett brings to the table each week, and he's rated very highly. But externally, I think people start to look on you differently when you have team success, and I guess there's been an absence of team success over the majority of Brett's career, save for the last couple of years, a couple of finals appearances, and And it's no surprise he's starting to get the recognition he probably deserves externally as well. So, you know, a very, very good player, extremely well-prepared professional, great role model, such an important player for our team.
Just on the Dreamtime game, I think this is the 11th year now that the Dreamtime game, since its inception, and it's just grown and grown. And as we say, on Saturday night, we're hoping maybe between 80 and 85,000 fans turning up. And we say to everyone, you can get tickets still via Ticketek or purchase Dreamtime Tiger membership, which I think includes a reserve ticket as well. So it's not too late to become a Tiger member and jump on board, that is for certain. But also, the VFL, you've started up a Dreamtime game in the VFL as well.
Last year, KB, so The Richmond Essendon teams were playing here at Punt Road, and I'm looking the oval at the moment. They've got the logos painted on the oval, ready to go. So we played last year. It was a great curtain raiser. It'll be televised on Channel 7 too at midday. So we've got a great crowd come along, and our players, our reserves team, were wearing our Indigenous jumper, which was chosen by Shane Edwards, actually, and he was given three jumpers to choose, and the jumper he chose was actually designed by a relative of his, unbeknownst to him, a 15-year-old relative. So there's a bit of significance here as well. So it's great. I mean, the whole club's, both clubs are really an important part of this, and it should be a great day.
Well, that starts at 12 p.m., of course, on the Saturday. So if you want to get along, watch that as well and be part of the Dreamtime in the VFL. How many members are the Tigers at the moment, Brendan? I would have thought over the last couple of weeks with those couple of big wins against Collingwood and Port Adelaide that maybe we might start tracking the pies.
Yeah, I think we're about 69,000, KB. And just on that, you can buy a Dreamtime membership, which is a three-game membership, which includes a reserve seat to Dreamtime, Saturday night, and two other home games. So if you aren't a member yet, that's a great opportunity to get on board and help us inch towards 70,000.
It was a great win just on last week's win against Port Adelaide. Significant because got belted there last year after they had that great start, and then for the Tigers to come out and really take it up to Port Adelaide. Most people expected Port Adelaide to really come hard at the Tigers with all that confidence. So that was a pretty significant win for the Tigers, even just from a mental point of view, to go across there and take on Port Adelaide.
Look, it was hardly atonement for losing a final, because we're well and truly belted. But I think a lot of the boys, and me personally, I mean, I couldn't wait to get back there again, because I did feel as a bit of an aberration, and that we did let ourselves down, but it is what it is, and it's in the past. So to turn up and to take on Port with their backs to the wall, and it's a very hostile environment for those who haven't been there. I mean, it's a great stadium, but gee, when you're the visiting team in Port Adelaide, they barrack for keeps. So and they threw out everything at them in the third quarter, and I thought they really stood up and defended well, and to keep the team to five goals over four quarters. You know, I think Damien's right. They were strong and hard, and they were mature.
Was it the best win of Damien's coaching career?
Oh, look, I think probably... Look, I hadn't thought of it that way. We've had some pretty good ones, but I think it was very significant because, you know, to go over there in a hostile environment with our season on the line, it'd be certainly be up there, that's for sure.
Brendan, good luck on Saturday night. Let's hope 85,000 people come along. It's a great game. It's a marquee game. Also, you can celebrate Dustin Fletcher. I'm certain the Tiger fans will get right behind Dustin playing his 400th game, because that's such a significance, and he's been one hell of a player. And we say to people, if you want to become a Tigers member, and you want to still go along to the Dreamtime game, you can become a Dreamtime member for three games. So get in touch with the club, 1300 Richmond, or you can just go to richmondfc.com.au. Brendan, and good luck in getting Stephen Motlop too.
Good on you, KB. Thank you, mate.
Brendan Gale, CEO of the Tigers. What do you think about that, Tiger fans? Coming up shortly, get something off your chest. Johnny Ralph has got that little story today, and he'll join us a little bit later on from 11 o'clock talking about the Tigers. Very keen to get Stephen Motlop to Tigerland. I'm thinking flags now. I'm thinking premierships.